Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And joining us now is one of our field reporters, Brendan Bayard. And Brendan, you describe it perfectly. We are in the dregs of winter. What does that mean for a kayaker?
Well, usually it can be a blessing of sorts once you take into consideration that you're going to be, you know, numb hands and, you know, have to bundle up with several layers. But usually you can find the fish stacked up in great numbers and can catch a good limit if you can find them. Sometimes it gets so cold that it gets unsafe. We have that Arctic blast coming through, and we have Minimalist Challenge slated for next Saturday, right when it's getting super, super cold and windy down there. So the officers of the club are going to have to make a decision, and I think they're going to make that final decision on Wednesday. They have a couple of good options. One would be, obviously, to just move the date to another date. The second option would be to allow roadside fishing slash, you know, moving your kayak from the launch that we have right there, the shotgun start that we have in Leeville, basically to allow you to go into a bigger area and launch like really close to the road. You know, you're not paddling as far up distances in Bayou Lafourche, which is pretty much a swift body of water, you know, like it's got a lot of current. That's probably not the best thing to do in those conditions. So looking at some options, I think roadside fishing would be good if it's safe enough to get people down there. You don't want to obviously be driving down there if it's, you know, in the 20s and there's ice over those elevated bridges where you can't really drive safely. So we're waiting to see what happens.
Yep, and you can check the BCKFC website Wednesday. You say they'll be making a decision on it. Minimalist Challenge is a lot of fun. It's very popular because you're only limited to the minimal. What they give you is all you can use to catch the fish, and it's a very popular event. Brendan, if you would, tell us about dressing for success when you're kayaking. You know, the problem is brutally cold, so you want to look like a Pillsbury Doughboy and dress in layers, but then you're going to be exerting either pedaling or paddling, so that kind of warms you up. And of course, you know, to have all that bulk on you in a kayak is not good. How do you dress for days like that when you got to go?
I start with when I'm going out on a day that's like the weekend coming up, I'll put on a base layer of kind of long johns or something like that. That's kind of your super base layer on the bottom. Then, you know, your fishing pants or your jeans or whatever you wear on the bottom. And then I will, you know, sometimes I'll even put on sweatpants instead of jeans, and then I'll layer with a bib on, you know, I have these AFCO bib things that are like, you know, something that you would wear as a commercial fisherman or something like that. They're kind of waterproof and everything, and they cover my whole bottom up to the almost my neck. And then I have a rain jacket, and I'll have, you know, some fleeces and stuff underneath that. When I first start paddling, and if I'm paddling for, like, you know, maybe a couple of miles, I might have to shed some of those top layers off, take my beanie off. But when I get positioned where I'm sitting still and I'm in one of those dead-end canals after I paddle, I'm going to be putting that stuff back on, because as you sit, you just start getting that chill and that cold again, and even your hands can get really cold. And I've gotten to the point where I've fished in some of these cold weather, and, you know, you take a trout out of the water, you get your hand wet, your hand's almost so numb that when you cast the rod, you're in fear that you're going to almost throw that rod in the water. So I'll bring a hand warmer. I'll put that inside my bib main pocket right there, and I'll every once in a while just stop and just kind of warm up my hand if I'm fishing into that, you know, 30-degree, high 20s kind of weather, just to make sure that, you know, I keep some circulation going in my fingers. I mean, it's a crazy thing to do, but sometimes the reward justifies fishing in those conditions. I've had some of my best days in it. You know, I've had some of my worst days in it. It just really depends. You never know what you're going to get. That's why it's fishing. You show up to these deep holes, these dead ends, these borrow pits. Sometimes the fish are just stacked up, you know, they're like you're shooting fish in a barrel. And sometimes it's a struggle. But I've been having a lot of success lately fishing double rig Ned heads with some like really small floating worms on them. And, you know, I've been fishing those really slow on the bottom. And I think, you know, I like that floating worm a little bit better when they're on the deep. It kind of sits up a little straight, and you just the tiniest little wiggle helps them pick it up. And I've been doing that for the last 3 weeks with moderate success. It's not as good as it has been in years past. We haven't been catching as big of trout, but still, you know, definitely catching enough for a couple of dinners worth.
That's interesting rig up you got there. One other thing before you go, Brendan. You know, everybody in this tournament is a competitor. But given the conditions, good idea to buddy up, maybe so you're not out there alone. You know, you tip over in this kind of stuff, it could be life-threatening. Would you suggest maybe pairing up with someone even though he may be getting your spot?
Oh, definitely. I think the kind of spots we will be fishing anyway will be community holes. You know, places like the pumping station, the borrow pits along Old LA 1, I think, you know, it's not a secret, really. I don't think it's going to be any less, you know, convenient fishing with a buddy. I think you're going to be fishing with your friends on a day like that. So, yeah, definitely a great suggestion. I think everybody should have a buddy that they, you know, stay accountable for and, you know, make sure that, you know, everybody's okay throughout a day like that, for sure.
All right, very good. We'll be looking for the outcome. And again, as you mentioned, they'll be making some decisions by Wednesday, so people, it's certainly worth checking in on the bckfc.org website. Brendan, thanks as always for the report. Good luck on the tournament, and we'll talk to you when it's over.
All right. Thanks, Don. Take care.
All right. Brendan Bayard. Next week, we'll be talking to Captain Eric.